Riverside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top eight pubs in all of California. We're overdue for the wonderful vibe of jazz on Coastside Carousel. My guest today, Luis Rojas. He's been active in the Bay Area music scene as a band leader, sideman, and guitar instructor since moving here from LA in 1992. He loves to combine Latin, jazz, and blues influences to create a unique and personal sound. Luis is also one of the founding members of the Half Moon Band, which performs regularly at many venues on the Coastside and Peninsula. You can catch Luis Rojas' Afro-Cuban Experience at the Oddfellows Hall in Half Moon Bay on June 14th and also June 8th at Ocean Ciders at Pillar Point Harbor. Luis, welcome back to Coastside Carousel. It's been a few years, hasn't it?
It has.
You were here with Kelly Morlock when, do you remember?
Oh, gosh. Must have been about 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Maybe longer. Actually, it was pre-pandemic, yeah.
I'm not going to allow that to happen again, okay?
Okay.
You're too precious as a commodity on the coast
well,
here.
Well, thank you.
With your musicianship. I know you love to combine Latin, jazz, and blues influences. And when we first met, you told me about the whole vibe of Afro-Cuban music. Mm-hmm. You grew up in Cuba, right?
I did, yeah. I was born there in the mid-50s and grew up around a lot of great music, you know. The post-Mambo Kings era.
That's a great subject. The post-Mambo Kings era. Tell us about what that means for the person who doesn't really understand how music is a virus and goes around the world and then influences blend together. What is the Mambo period?
Well, I would say it's probably the 30s to the 50s, you know, late 30s to maybe early 50s. But there was a lot of big bands in Cuba. There was also a lot of smaller ensembles. There were some that had national recognition, and there were some that were more regional in nature.
You have a life in music. You're so busy. You play with three different bands, and I want to play a few songs today. I've always wondered about musicians, and give me some insight here. Why do musicians like to play with so many different bands all the time? What is it for you?
Well, for me, what attracted me to jazz originally was the freedom of expression and the improvisational aspect. You know, you have no boundaries. You can go anywhere you want. You can fully express yourself. And I think it reaches out and touches, you know, people at a very raw emotional level. So for me, it gives me the chance to reinterpret songs in different styles. Sometimes we play American jazz standards from the Great American Songbook in a Latin style, and vice versa. We take some of the Latin songs and we do them as swing or bebop. It's fun to do that. There's a great writer, his name is Jerry Coker, that wrote about jazz improvisation, and he said you should try to be unpredictable 50% of the time. If you're always unpredictable, people tune out. If you're always predictable, people tune out. So if you're unpredictable half the time, then that keeps it interesting.
That is a good one. I want to play some music now. We're on Coastside Carousel with Luis Rojas, and he has several bands. We're talking about the Afro-Cuban Experience today, mostly because he's at the Coastal Vine May 24th. Actually, is that with the Half Moon Band?
Yes, that's
correct. That's the May 24 show. Then June 8th at Ocean Ciders. What band is that?
That is also the Half Moon Band.
Okay, great. And then you're going to be at, and now I know this, at the Oddfellows Hall, Half Moon Bay, June 14th. That is the Afro-Cuban Experience.
That is correct.
We're going to delineate more on that in a second, but let's listen to a song right now. I'm a big fan of Dizzy Gillespie. Mm-hmm. Night in Tunisia, this is your version of it. Do you want to talk about it before we play it?
Sure. You hear a lot of Latin influence in these compositions. This came out of a collaboration with Chano Pozo. They were catalysts for each other and, inspired each other. This particular one is a Gillespie composition, and I really like it because it's a great vehicle for improvisation.
All right, here is Night in Tunisia, the Dizzy Gillespie song, and Luis Rojas, the Afro-Cuban Experience on Coastside Carousel, KHMB. Community Radio for the Coast Side is KHMB, and this is Coast Side Carousel, brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. I'm Mike Dale, and yes, you're hearing jazz. We don't play a lot of jazz on KHMB, but today we've got Luis Rojas. This is the Afro-Cuban Experience, and that is Night in Tunisia, as I said, Dizzy Gillespie. Luis, delineate for us, what is it about the Half Moon Band that might be a little separated a little bit from the Afro-Cuban Experience? Is there anything at all?
It's the genre primarily. So the Half Moon Band is primarily about pop rock and blues, and where the Afro-Cuban Experience leans more towards jazz and of course a Latin idiom. But the Half Moon Band tries to play music from 60s spanning through the 70s, 80s, a little bit of the 90s. We have a joke in the band that we're trying to get into the 2000s.
That's good. That's good. So you're leaving the 1900s in a lot of ways?
Yes.
That's good. Luis, you mentioned that the Half Moon Band is more pop-oriented. Give us an example of some songs, and can we play one today?
Yeah, certainly. We do a lot of Steely Dan. We do some Linda
Ronstadt. Steely Dan, you just rang my bell.
Yeah.
Which one can we play?
How about Josie?
Josie. I love it. And I have it right here, actually. So let's hear it now. This is Luis Rojas with the Half Moon Band. This is Josie on Coastside Carousel, KHMB.
Thank you. right, all right. We're going to take a break.
100.9 FM and AM 1710 is KHMB, and there is Josie, the Luis Rojas version with Half Moon Band, and I had not seen you guys live before. That is a great little tune. So you're doing songs that people can embrace. Now, not everyone knows jazz the way maybe you do. Mm-hmm. I know jazz. I've used to listen to it a lot, the Wes Montgomerys of the world, the Dizzy Gillespies. But the Half Moon Band is easily accessible for the masses out there, right?
Yes, and it tends to be a lot more vocal. So most of the songs are vocal songs as opposed to the Afro-Cuban experience, where most of them are instrumentals.
All right, you've got me on a jag right now, Luis. Let's do another one. What other one would you like us to play?
We can try Smooth Operator.
Oh, yeah. Sade. All right. Should we do it right now?
Sure.
Let's do it. Smooth Operator with Sade, interpreted by the Half Moon Band on KHMB's Coastside Carousel. Lots of music today.
Operator,
too close to LA, to Chicago, Western Mail. Across the north and south to Key Largo, love for sale. Smooth operator. Smooth operator. A smooth operator. A smooth operator. A smooth operator. Smooth operator.
Community Radio for the Coastside, KHMV, and you got it on Coastside Carousel. I'm Mike Dale, brought to us each week by Cameron's Pub, Restaurant, and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists along the coastside. And I'm really getting to know Luis Rojas here for the first time. He's been on Carousel in the past, but Luis, we're going to have you back many, many more times. You have three different brains of bands, the Half Moon Band, the Afro-Cuban Experience, and the Jim Marr Band. For me, the most accessible, obviously, is the Half Moon Band. I've had such a blast with you today, and I can't wait to have you back. I didn't realize your catalog of music was so extensive. You showed me the Half Moon Band website, halfmoonband.com. Am I right?
That's correct.
Go on that website, Half Moon Bay, and take a look at all the songs that they play. And if you can, wherever you see them, show up for the Half Moon Band. In fact, Coastal Vine on May 24th and the outdoor venue June 8th, Ocean Ciders. That ought to be a lot of fun. When you play Ocean Ciders, by the way, how long do you play?
2 hours.
2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And you play all the pop stuff that we just talked about.
That's correct, yeah.
Can't wait. Luis, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure, for sure. That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.